Hurricane Ivan is bearing down on Jamaica and is expected to make a direct hit on the island. That Category 4 storm devastated the Caribbean island of Grenada yesterday. 13 people were killed and buildings large and small were smashed, homes, churches, and a stadium. Peter David is a member of Parliament there and he is out surveying the damage now. Where are you this morning and what is the scene like?
I'm currently just between the town of St. George and the south of St. George's, which is an area that was hit directly by the hurricane. Well, when you look out onto the landscape, all you see is smashed houses. The houses that are standing would be the wall houses, and they would be standing, the structure would be standing, but the roofs will be all off. I'm looking at the churches, the three major churches in St. George's, the Roman Catholic Church, the Anglican Church, I'm looking at the Presbyterian Church, they all have lost their roofs and have serious damage. And when you look at the landscape, especially the houses that were wooden houses, well, they just disappeared.
Do people have water or electricity, the sort of basics?
There is no water. There is no electricity. Phone service is very limited. I think the cell phones are up now, so it is causing terrible hardships. People are The water supplies that have existed are now being depleted rapidly. Agriculture is down because all of the agricultural crops, you know, that is our major industry, that has been destroyed. Our hotels have been destroyed, so it's terrible devastation.
We've been reading that there's been looting going on. How bad is that?
Massive looting. The warehouses, there are a few warehouses in the area. I'm talking about St. George's, the capital of the country. The people went into these warehouses and took all of the stuff out. So it's going to be a serious problem in the upcoming days because ships are not coming in because the port has been seriously affected also. The airport is shut down. I think they're just starting to get some flights up and running. The students, you know, we have a medical school in Grenada, offshore school. All the students have been leaving. In fact, I went to the airport this morning. And the masses of American students who were in Grenada studying are now being evacuated. I think American Airlines are taking all of the students out. So it's all the basic utilities are out, and the foodstuff, because of the looting, is going to be diminishing. So I think assistance from outside will be terribly necessary.
As you talk to people there as they dig out of the storm, the hurricane, is this the worst to have happened to Grenada in memory?
Yes, in the generation before mine, I'm 47 years old, my father is 82, and he says in 1955 there was a hurricane called Hurricane Janet. Now, everybody spoke about Hurricane Janet as being the worst hurricane to hit Grenada in 55. All of those who survived Hurricane Janet now say that Hurricane Ivan was much worse than Hurricane Janet. So I can safely say, based on first-hand knowledge of those who experienced previous hurricanes, that this is the worst hurricane in recent memory.
Well, listen, good luck to you, and thank you very much for talking to us.
I do appreciate it, and thanks a lot, and we appreciate you reaching out to us at this time.
Peter David is a member of the Parliament in Grenada, speaking to us from St. George.